talk to our man Dan Shanka. He's been at it for a long time. Our Lad Scouting Service. Go check out their website for all the particulars. This man has been at it. Has great info as always. Dan, how you doing?
Good, Darren. Good to hear from you. And it's, you know, the combine kind of wrapped up a few minutes ago, and now all the verified information that come out and the real speeds will come out, not just TV speeds.
That's right. So what changed for the running back position? Because it was heading towards extinction where, you know, I thought we were going to be talking about the running. No one's even going to draft a running back anymore. They're getting rid of that position. Then you have a Todd Gurley, an Ezekiel Elliott, a Leonard Fournette, and now everybody's back in love with the running back position.
Well, I think because nobody can pass protect. You know, it's. I think we're going to see another cyclical event here. You know, obviously the rules favor the offense in regards to the passing game. And, you know, we see three wide receivers as a base offense anymore out there. But I think that if you can't – and this year is just an awful year for tackle in the draft. And so – you know, if you can't block anybody, you better hopefully they can run block. And I attribute a lot of that to, you know, the NCAA has their rules. You only got so much time to spend with guys. And, of course, the CBA is about killed any kind of extra work ethic that you can do at your site and things with coaches and work and practice and everything. So, yeah, I think that helps all bring back the running game. And maybe some teams will end up running the ball more, and if when there's good running backs available, they're going to take them.
Is there really a shot that Saquon Barkley goes number one overall, or is that just a lot of talk in March?
No, he should. I mean, he's been our number one player in this draft since last summer. So, no, Barkley's been a big timer. I mean, to me, though, Darren, he is not just a running back. This guy is a weapon. I mean, you can put him in the slot. You can put him out wide. I mean, he is, with his hands and his one-on-one make-you-miss ability, I mean, just think about it. How would you like to be a safety or a corner out there, you know, against a guy that's 230 pounds that will relish running you over or run over the top of you, jump over the top of you, and you know, you're going to get yards just putting him wherever you stick him in the slot. You know, you stick him at running back. You move him around. And so if he doesn't get 25 touches a game, the head coach, wherever he's at, ought to be fired.
Is Darius Geis out of LSU second on your list? Or who's behind Barkley in the depth chart at running backs, in your opinion?
Well, we've got Geis there. But I'll tell you, I just like the toughness of Nick Chubb, too. Now, you know, he's not, you know, your full service guy. His hands aren't developed as much as even a Rashad Penny. I think Rashad Penny is from San Diego State, catches the ball really well. Geis is okay. They just didn't use him a lot there. I think that just, you know, the little bit that we've seen him catch the ball, we've got one of our scouts actually lives in Baton Rouge, and he knows the LSU players inside out. He really likes the kid's hands, too. So he is our second running back.
Is there a cooler story, Dan, right now than what's going on with Griffin out of UCF at the Combine? And just, I mean, I remember the first UCF game I watched this year. I was like, who the heck is that kid? He is everywhere. And, now, of course, now he's dazzled everybody with his 40 time and just his reps. And what a story. And how high, you know, where is he going to go in this?
Well, that's the thing. You know, whoever drafts him, they'll have a game plan because everybody knew he could run. I mean, not that fast, but they knew he could run. You know, his second run was I don't want to put a damper on it, but it was 4.58, which is still really fast. You know, so we know he can run, but the thing that he can really do is burst or accelerate. He sticks his foot in the ground and he can just drive on the ball and everything. So, somebody that would use him, first of all, he's going to be a core special team player. You know, he's going to be able to play, you know, out and cover punts, kickoffs, all that. He can make a living being a core special team player, okay? But then as a player. He's got to go to a team that's willing to use him as a blitzer, put him, widen him out a little bit. Hey, make those offensive tackles kick step and get depth and try to push him up the field, because he'll come underneath them. Or they can put him, stack him in a Will linebacker position and loop him inside, going through A gap and things. Because I tell you, when he gets rolling now, I mean, he's going to come right up that A gap just like a dropping a bomb down a chimney, you know. So I think that who's ever got great imagination on defense, and nowadays your defense, the specialization, you need players that can do certain things. Well, somebody's going to find something that he can do in their defense. So, you know, how high will he go? I don't know.
Let me ask you,
he
this
would warrant probably a third round grade, you know, with what he's done. If he had two hands. So
I was going to say, his twin brother last year went in the third round to Seattle. So does he have a chance to beat his twin brother?
He's bigger, you know, he's bigger than his twin brother. His brother last year, I think, was around 198 or something like that. And, of course, he's about 228 pounds. So he's a little bit bigger version of his brother who went in the third round, who ended up starting toward the end of the year at Seattle.
Titans don't pick till 25th. Kind of what do you see being around that area at 25, and do you think that's a good place to be?
Well, because I'll tell you why. Is I really think this is a great – second round draft, and that second round is going to start even a little bit later on, because what I mean by that is, you know, you got your top 6 to 10 players that are pretty good, and then it's artificially jacked up a little bit because of the quarterbacks who, you know, many of don't deserve to be in the top 10, but they'll end up going there. And the more quarterbacks that go in the first round will help Tennessee, because that pushes everybody else down. And because I think this is such a strong draft in the second round, I think that, you know, there's guys – I mean, I'm talking about like Bryant, for instance, from Florida. He's just an explosive player. Now, he's really – you know, he's a second-round guy, but he may be able to go, you know, later in that first round. And there's just – in all those running backs, of course – you know, right now Tennessee isn't probably looking at a running back, but they need edge rushers. You know, another offensive guard wouldn't hurt. If they want a tight end, the second round's going to be loaded. You know, with Goddard, for instance, from South Dakota State, or Hurst from South Carolina, or Gesicki. I mean, those guys are end up. You know, one of them may end up going bottom of the first round, but. But, you know, there's just – in fact, a couple of them could. You know, we really like Goddard. Goddard and Hurst are the blockers. Gesicki, you know, is more the receiver. So, you know, there'd be three options at 25, you know, for Tennessee. Depends what they want to do, if they want to go the tight end route.
Dan Shonka is with us. Our lads coming off of the combine, doing their homework. And, Dan, if the Titans thought about a mid to lower round quarterback that they could try to develop for the long haul, are those types of quarterbacks out there this year?
Yeah, I really believe so. A guy that we really like and is Mike White from Western Kentucky, a big guy that he's going to be in that mid-round area. I say big, he's a little over 6'4", throws great anticipation, has good arm strength and everything. Had really two good years there at Western Kentucky after transferring from the University of South Florida. And we think he's, you know, going to be that guy in that area. Another player that's going to probably be in the fifth round is Kyle Laletta from Richmond, who is a little bit bigger than Garoppolo. You know, he was the most valuable player in the Senior Bowl, really had a nice week there and everything. But he's going to be right in that area. So, there's going to be a couple of quarterbacks, I think, in the mid rounds that Tennessee could go after.
Where do you evaluate Lamar Jackson right now?
Great athlete. Just needs work throwing the ball and everything. And, of course, he made his living at Louisville with his legs and play-action passes and things. And, hey, if you didn't account for him on a pass rush, you're in deep trouble. So, you know, I think the teams that are considering him, that they'll say, hey, he's a developmental guy. We'll bring him in, get him in behind a veteran, so he probably will go late in the first round. And if you bring him in behind, you know, usually at the bottom of the first round, you got all those veteran quarterbacks. You can let him develop a little bit. So he may end up going the second round, but he just needs to work, on a complete passing game, because he's not awful throwing the ball or anything, because there's some times where he really looks good. He's just streaky, but he just needs to, develop consistency and his accuracy.
Somewhere pretty high on the list, I would think, maybe not the first-round pick, but somewhere in this draft, it would seem like the Titans would need a guard, maybe more than one, but their guards look like it's a big need for them right now. How is the guard, that position in this draft?
Good. I tell you what, I like the guards and centers a whole lot better. I think that, guys like Mason Cole will be available at second and third round area from Michigan. I mean, he started left tackle this last year, but actually 2 years ago, he was a left tackle too. But then the fall before when he was a junior, he was a center. And that's, a place that people really like him, but he can play center or guard, and I think that in that area, guys, of course, Quentin Nelson will be long gone. Will Hernandez will be long gone. Braden Smith should be gone in the second round. Guys like Austin Corbett from Nevada should be around. Wyatt Teller from Virginia Tech should be around. And even a little bit later, there's some really tough guys out there. There were some guys that didn't go to the combine that just stunned me that they're going to be on rosters next year. But a guy that I'd like for the Titans is Colby Gossett from Appalachian State. He is really a good football player. He's got good size. But he's going to be available, say in anywhere from late third, fourth round in there. He's, 6'5", but 3'10", had a good combine workout, long arms, big hands, really a good football player.
So, Dan, you guys obviously year-round are working on evaluating talent, things like that. Did anybody really surprise you and change your view completely based on what they did over this last weekend?
Well, one guy for sure. I mean, I'm stating the obvious here, but, Orlando Brown just looked like, he signed a non-compete pact to go to the combine because he didn't look very competitive. We knew he had a soft body and he had to tighten that stuff up a little bit. But, when you're 6'7" and 345 pounds, you better put some, better get in the weight room and lift because you're going to have a good future. Your father played for 11 years in the league. And to put it up 14 times in the weight room and then really look absolutely sloppy on everything else, I thought it was a total embarrassment to himself and to the Oklahoma program.
Real quick, I know you got a roll, Dan. I think we've all kind of, I guess here in SEC country, thought Ridley would be the first wide receiver taken, Calvin Ridley out of Alabama. But do you guys think he's truly the best receiver coming out?
We had to evaluate him without really a quarterback, basically, I mean, Hurts, obviously, he was a spot, he could hit some spots at times and everything. But I tell you, Ridley's a super explosive guy. But, Chark made his bones from LSU. I mean, he didn't have a quarterback either. And he can really run, and he's a little bit bigger. But, Ridley is an explosive guy. Christian Kirk over at A&M, we like him too. Here's a guy that is about 5'11", 202 pounds, and, he can lift, I think he put it up like 20 times in the weight room and everything. So, but Ridley is an explosive guy. He's special. He can run. I guess you have to think back when he was a freshman, how good he looked there. But anyway, I think Ridley's going to be in our top three receivers right now. We got him 1 to 2 in that area.
Always good to talk to you. It's that time of year, Dan. Thanks for doing this. We'll talk again soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much. Great talking with you.